and an organisation which aims to reduce instances of child sexual abuse by providing treatment to paedophiles, says it needs further funding to continue its work. StopSo was set up with the help from a one-off grant from the Gwent and Police Crime and Commissioner's Office to train private therapists throughout the UK to work with both non-offending paedophiles and sexual offenders. While the issue of treating paedophiles is, of course, a very difficult and sensitive one that many professionals have grappled with following the Jimmy Savile scandal and other high-profile cases involving scores of children and young people being abused by adults. Well, it's an issue that I've been looking at for Eye on Wales. As I say, it is, of course, a sensitive subject, and some listeners may find some of this content disturbing.
You aren't supposed to feel sexually attracted to children. It's not the way things are supposed to work. And it's not what I would have wanted for me or anybody else.
Chris describes himself as a paedophile, but he's never committed an offence against a child and never wants to. We've changed his name to protect his identity. He realised in his early 20s that he was attracted to teenage boys.
I was blaming myself. I'd got myself into a situation mentally where, well, I'm rubbish, so why bother? Other people will think bad of me as well. And there was a period of time where I felt that I wanted to harm myself. I felt that I wanted to take my own life at one point, and that's not fun.
Chris went to his GP, who was happy to help, but was unable to find any service that was publicly funded. They both searched the internet and came across an organisation based in South Wales.
Hello, StopSo, can I help you? Yes, we work with anyone who feels that they're at risk of sex offending or re-offending.
What we're really wanting to do is not only to stop the second offence, but at StopSo we're wanting to stop the first offence.
How long have you been dealing with this? How long has this been happening?
Juliet Grayson founded Stop Sexual Offending, or StopSo, after realising there wasn't much out there to help non-offending paedophiles keep their feelings in check. She also offers therapy to those who've already committed sexual offences.
Rather than working with people who've been sexually abused, let's stop the abuse, let's go upstream, stop the people from offending and acting out, or at least reduce it, and then that will mean there'll be less people who've been sexually abused, and that makes less victims. And that has to be better for the whole of society, both on an emotional level, on a practical level, on a financial level.
For Chris, the moment he picked up the phone to StopSo proved to be a turning point.
I was very isolated. I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't working at the time because of the mental health problems that I was having. The therapy that I've had has helped me to see things in a different way. It sounds very cheesy to say it's changed my life. It genuinely has.
I feel very proud to be able to help people like that and just make sure that we don't have new victims created, and that someone like Chris, who wants help and is motivated to get help, gets the help that he needs.
Juliet was able to get StopSo off the ground in part by a one-off grant from the Gwent Police and Crime Commissioner's Office. But it's told Eye on Wales that it would need evidence that StopSo's approach works before it considers putting in further funding. And Juliet says she's in the process of gathering that evidence.
Providing we can get some funding to enable us to continue to provide the background administration that needs to happen, so connecting the sex offenders with the therapists, training the therapists and all of that kind of stuff. And we do at the moment need an input of cash to keep that going. I think that we can really make a change. I think that we can really help society and revolutionise the way that we think about this.
And that was Juliet Grayson, who we'll be speaking to a little later on the programme around 20 past eight. And you can hear more on that story on tomorrow's edition of Eye on Wales here on BBC Radio Wales at 12:30.